From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House assailing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, saying he undermined President Trump after Mr. Trump left the G7 summit in Quebec early for Singapore. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro appeared on Fox News Sunday.
This was just wrong, what Trudeau is doing. The Canadians are totally bungling our trade relationships, and it's due to their leadership. Take NAFTA, for example. We'd have a deal. We'd have a great deal with NAFTA by now if the Canadians would spend more time at the bargaining table and less time lobbying Capitol Hill and our press and state governments here. They are just simply not playing fair, dishonest, weak.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said President Trump's withdrawal from the summit final communique is, in her words, sobering and a bit depressing. U.S. Senator John McCain, a vocal Trump critic, offered support for the other six world leaders at the Canadian summit. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are in Singapore for their summit on denuclearization. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham appeared on the ABC News program this week.
I think what he's going to convey to North Korea is he wants a peaceful resolution to the nuclear threat as well as to end the Korean War. But the goal is to eliminate their nuclear missile program, not contain it. Do it in a win-win fashion.
This hour, President Trump is meeting with Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. The Trump-Kim summit begins in less than 24 hours. U.S. Defense Department says a U.S. soldier was killed. It happened Friday in a firefight involving Somali and Kenyan troops battling Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. U.S. servicemen, four of them, were wounded. This is VOA News.